Well, the purpose of the trip was to speak to the authorities in Bamako, to talk to them about the measures which they would put in place to possibly have elections in 2022, and also to pay a visit to French troops that are based now in Gao to do the so-called presidential visit to have Christmas dinner with them. The official reason for him cancelling that is because of the COVID emergency in France. Plus, he thought it would be irresponsible to mingle with French troops in Gao if he was coming directly from France, where there is this an increase in the number of COVID cases.
Now, Catherine, France announced that it's pulling its troops from Mali, essentially bringing an end to Operation Serval. We also learned that the government of Mali is negotiating or has negotiated a contract with the Russian private military company, the Wagner Group. How has France reacted to this news?
This is a red line for France, and this is one of the reasons why President Macron is not going to visit Bamako. The compelling backstory to all of this is that the French have got three red lines with the Malian authorities. One was do not negotiate with jihadists. Now, yes, the official government line is they are not negotiating with the jihadists, but we do hear that local communities are negotiating with them. Another red line was there needed to be an actual date given for elections in Mali. These haven't happened either. There's no date. There's still no possibility of that February 2022 election happening. And the third was the French said there cannot be any connections, any sort of business arrangements, whether official or unofficial, with the Wagner Group. And to back that up, you know, we had the EU foreign ministers just last week announcing new sanctions against eight individuals involved with the Wagner Group. So for the French, any type of, whether it be subtle or overt with the Wagner Group, was a red line for the French.
Right. And, you know, there has been some tension between Paris and Bamako, a war of words, so to say, even before the whole Wagner deal. How would you characterize the relationship between these two countries?
At the moment, they're very frosty. Let's have a look at how the French president views it. He views it very much as though this is a government or a regime that he just cannot work with. And he would much rather work with other, what France describes as more reliable partners in the region, such as Ghana or Chad. And so what he's trying to do really is to, if you like, say to the Malian government, okay, well, you can go and deal with the jihadists, you can talk to them, you can talk to the Wagner Group, and you cannot hold elections. But don't expect France to step into the void that there is in Mali that has been created because there is no government and no regime on the ground. That's it. And he has been very clear that they are prepared to, if you like, move their bases out of Gao completely and really centralize everything around that major base they have in Niger, in Niamey, which is in far better proximity to that crucial tri-border zone that the French really do want to concentrate on rather than being in northern Mali.
And how has the Malian government reacted to this pushback? And does it seem to you that it's, you know, counterproductive given that terror groups are likely to exploit the vacuum left behind after the departure of the French troops?
Well, one of the things that was quite good for the Malian regime was to the possibility of French President Emmanuel Macron going there this week, because that would have, if you like, shored up the legitimacy of how they're acting at the moment. If they'd got that photo op with President Macron, that would have strengthened them enormously. When it comes to the Wagner Group, it's quite a difficult one because on the one hand, yes, everyone recognises what the Wagner Group have been doing in the Central African Republic. There's a lot of criticism, people seeing what's going on there. But on the other hand, let's not forget there are very close links since the 1960s between Mali and various officials in Moscow. There were very close ties with the Soviet Union when Mali became independent. So those ties have continued. Another issue which came up between Mali and the French government recently was that purchase of helicopters from the Russians just a couple of months ago. That was really something that the French thought, well, you can't be playing on two tables. You can't be saying you want France to underwrite your security, but then at the same time, go behind our backs and go to Russia and buy weapons and air cover from them as well. So for the Malian government, they're saying, well, we've got these relations with Moscow already. We are going to use them as well. And the French are saying quite clearly, you use those and you just see how you get on with Moscow, see how you get on with the Wagner Group, and then come back to us in a couple of years and see how you're getting on.